This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with leaders of Kuwait, Qatar and Oman on West Asia conflict. During his telephonic phone conversations, Mr. Modi strongly condemned the violation of sovereignty and territorial integrity of these countries. He appreciated their continued support to ensuring safety and well-being of the Indian community. The Prime Minister also stressed the significance of dialogue and diplomacy for earliest restoration of regional peace and stability. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said he spoke to Crown Prince of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Hamad Al Mubarak Al Sabah. Mr. Modi said India stands with Kuwait's people in this difficult hour. The Prime Minister also spoke to the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, and expressed firm solidarity with Qatar. Mr. Modi also spoke with Sultan of Oman, Haitham bin Tariq, and exchanged views on recent developments in West Asia. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a telephone conversation today with EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaja Kallas, on the ongoing conflict in the Gulf region. Earlier in the statement, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal strongly reiterated India's call for dialogue and diplomacy in the ongoing conflict in the West Asia region. Mr. Jaiswal said, there are almost 1 crore Indian citizens who live and work in the Gulf region, and their safety and well-being is India's utmost priority. He expressed grief at the loss of several lives in the conflict. The spokesperson assured that government will continue to closely monitor the evolving situation and take relevant decisions in the national interest. Meanwhile, the Embassy of India in Iran has relocated most Indian students who are in Tehran to safer locations outside the city due to the heightened risk perception in the Iranian capital. Besides, the first flight of Air India carrying 149 passengers and 8 operating crew members arrived in New Delhi from Dubai today. In view of the evolving global energy situation, the government has ensured both availability and affordability of energy for its population by diversifying its sources. The Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas said India has sufficient energy reserves to deal with the ongoing situation. Highlighting the country's preparedness, the ministry said that India is well stocked on crude oil and inventories of key petroleum products, including petrol, diesel and ATF, to deal with short-term disruptions. Meanwhile, the West Asia conflict has escalated sharply as the United States and Israel intensified strikes on Iran. Tehran and its allies retaliated with missile and drone attacks targeting Israel, Gulf countries and key energy infrastructure, widening the regional conflict. The killing of Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has further deepened uncertainty. As per latest reports, Israel is conducting simultaneous targeted strikes against military targets in Iranian capital Tehran and against Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah's infrastructure in the capital of Lebanon, Beirut. The International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed structural damage at Iran's nuclear site in Natanz following a review of the most recent satellite images. In a statement, the UN nuclear watchdog said there were no signs of radiation leaks and no further impact on the main underground enrichment plant. On the other hand, the Iranian state media said that a command building at a US air base in Bahrain has been destroyed. Congress today released the first list of 42 candidates for Assam Assembly polls. Party State Unit President Gaurav Gogoi will contest the Assembly polls from Jorhat seat. Party's leader in Assam Assembly, Debabrata Saikia, will fight the polls from Nazira seat. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to fellow citizens on the eve of Holi. In a message, the president said, the festival spreads love and hope in the society and strengthens the spirit of social cohesion. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla also extended warm greetings to the people. Delhi Traffic Police has made elaborate arrangements to ensure smooth traffic management in the national capital on the occasion of Holi tomorrow. Additional Commissioner of Police Dinesh Kumar Gupta stated this while talking to the media today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.